welcome to the Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm speaking with Mary Ann Sprague, who is the representative for the Stop Planned Parenthood for Southern New England, right?
Right, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about Stop Planned Parenthood? What is that organization?
Well, Jim Sedlak is my boss, and he works for American Life League.
And he started Stop Planned Parenthood.
Stop Planned Parenthood International. And he has a website, www.all.org/STOPP.
Okay.
And he wanted every state, a volunteer from every state, to be the representative. And Pray and Picket, the 18 facilities here in Connecticut and the one in Rhode Island to save souls and shut them down. And plus I do the financial analysis of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, so in Southern New England, you pretty much have charge of all of the facilities or the information from all the facilities in Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Right. There's one in Rhode Island.
There's one in Rhode Island. Why is there only one in Rhode Island and 18 in Connecticut?
Well, first of all, Connecticut gives $1.3 million in state funding to through the Department of Public Health.
Really? Our state tax dollars goes to
right.
Planned Parenthood?
Right. And Rhode Island does not give any tax money to Planned Parenthood.
Hmm.
So they used to have a drive-through clinic. What's that called? Access clinic, or is, you know, like a drive-up window.
Oh, really?
Yes, they used to have one of those. I forget what that's called, but and then they had. They have a full-service clinic in Providence, Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island.
So.
And when you say full-service, you mean they do surgical abortions well with all,
right.
Along
yeah.
with all the other stuff that right. Planned Parenthood does.
So one of their CEOs was caught shoplifting in Macy's, a shirt. So she decided to resign, which left Planned Parenthood of Connecticut CEOs picking up their clinic to save money.
Oh, so they kind of incorporated.
They merged.
Okay, I see.
So then that access clinic, drive-through clinic shut down, so that left the one clinic.
In Rhode Island.
In Providence, yeah, right.
So do you think that it was purely the fact that they're not getting tax dollars from Rhode Island that they aren't as infiltrated in that state, or is
right.
there other reasons?
I think that's a definite reason why. As a matter of fact, Planned Parenthood is trying to make Rhode Island a focus state now.
What's a focus state?
That national bill.
The bill that we just had, they voted on. They're trying
you know, like,
to,
this
Pence amendment.
Rosa DeLauro is pushing.
Oh, really?
Well, Connecticut is already a focus state. That means that Medicaid pays for,
abortions.
State Medicaid pays for abortions.
Despite the fact that federal funding does not pay for abortions.
Right, right.
But certain specific states, like Massachusetts, I know, does
I know
well.
Rhode Island does not pay for abortions. Medicaid abortions. So basically they just didn't have the funding. So they merged to save money, and Rhode Island just repealed its prostitution law, indoor prostitution law.
What?
So it's illegal now. It used to be legal. So Planned Parenthood of Connecticut jumped in there probably to pick up the trafficking.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This is Last year they repealed it.
So what are some of the things on the national level that STOP does? Do they still have the boycott list? Is that part of?
No. Well, STOP does all the research of, you know, to educate the public, to
what's going on at Planned Parenthood.
To make people aware that, you know, Planned Parenthood is not a good organization.
Right.
Because they, you know, people say, well, they do, you know, cancer testing and breast exams. And, you know, that's not true. They have one mammogram machine in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and that's it. I mean, people aren't going to drive 3 hours throughout the state for this one.
That was one of the things I know on the federal level when they were trying to block federal funding, because the federal government gives Planned Parenthood over $350 million a year. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing we thought we could cut from the budget, because, you know, Planned Parenthood is a nonprofit organization, and yet they rake in the profits every year, and they do things that, you know, we find abominable. But they were saying that they were doing mammograms, and that was completely a bold-faced lie, because people called around, and not one of the facilities that they called actually had a mammogram machine.
Right.
To do mammograms. And I know they had commercials on TV where a woman came on and she said, oh, if it weren't for Planned Parenthood, I wouldn't be alive. They caught my cervical cancer. Well, I have to tell you, there's no cervical cancer without human papillomavirus. And if Planned Parenthood wasn't pushing, you know, sex in our schools,
well, if they weren't
then
pushing
there wouldn't
contraceptives
be human papillomavirus,
that,
there wouldn't be cervical
that
cancer.
Caused the cervical cancer and the breast cancer.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that Planned Parenthood does that we just find objectionable, that it just curls my hair to know that we're actually supporting them. And to the tune of how much did you say for Connecticut?
How many tax dollars?
Yeah, just the state of Connecticut.
I think it's 1.3. It varies, you know, it's usually...
Sure,
in that ballpark figure.
And I thought he gave me a figure as well as how much they showed as a profit the same year they got $1.3 million.
Right. Connecticut makes the last 990 form that nonprofit organizations
have to
fill out, okay? They reported making a $1.2 million profit.
So they're making a profit to the tune of the same amount of money that we're giving them every year, which means they don't need the money that we're giving them.
In order for them to be an affiliate of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, which is nationally, they have to increase their contraceptives and abortion sales.
Mm.
All right? So... this is exactly what Planned Parenthood did. They had a clinic income of $15 million, and they increased their contraceptive and abortion sale product $2 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's 64% of their total income, and that's a 6% increase.
Wow. I mean, and I can tell you, you know, there was a woman who recently left a Planned Parenthood in Texas, and she really, you know, she thought she was trying to, you know, she was helping women because she felt that by increasing the contraceptive use, there would be less abortions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the things, you know, that we, you know, always get. You know,
well,
you pro-lifers, if you would just, if you would just, promote contraceptives, then we wouldn't have a need for abortion. And I can tell you, you know, I see woman after woman who, you know, I'm pregnant, I'm on an abortion. Were you on birth control? Well, yes, I was on birth control. I missed my pill once.
Or,
you know, and it failed. And it fails all the time. And she says, you know, they purposely do that. You know, they know that it's going to fail, and they have that. that's their money bag.
You know, contraceptives, the primary product of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England is medical abortion, which is RU486, which is after implantation.
Right.
Okay. The chemical abortion contraceptives are before implantation and surgical abortion. So that those are their three big money-making products.
And in every case, a baby dies.
Right. So, right.
So we already know that Planned Parenthood does about a quarter of all the abortions in the country every year, which is we do about over 1.2 million abortions a year, so we can do the math, and they do about a quarter of that. But that doesn't even count the RU486 abortions. They haven't even added those on. The 1.2
million. That's surgical abortions.
Right, that's just surgical abortions. Yeah. And then, like we said, the contraceptives that don't work, like the pill, those cause abortions as well. Because if the, you know, sometimes the woman can have a breakthrough ovulation,
right.
And it prevents her lining of her uterus is hostile, basically, to the embryo, and the baby is lost because it can't implant. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of abortions every year in these clinics.
Oh, yeah.
And we're supporting that.
Right. It's not the, good organization that, parents in the public schools think it is when they're letting their kids in, walk into the sex ed classes. They lose their parental rights. They don't know that the guidance counselor or the health teacher can drive their kid to Planned Parenthood for whatever.
Right, without your knowledge.
Without parental consent.
So they can get birth control without your knowledge. They can get an abortion without your knowledge. And these are dangerous things.
They don't know that
things.
They lose their parental rights.
Yeah.
And they don't know that, not that they don't know, but they don't believe that contraceptives.
And abortion.
Cause breast cancer.
Right.
I mean, the Cancer Society just came out and admitted that,
that they did say it contributed?
American Cancer
I missed
Society.
That. I've got to find that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I've been
I know you're
very upset about
from
that.
From past programs,
So, I think that that's something that parents really need to understand, We invite Planned Parenthood into the schools, allow them to push their agenda on the children.
Right.
And then go behind your backs and...
Well, they're actually picking up their clients at the schools. And the kids are all completely brainwashed.
I know. Well, I think the parents are too. I mean, I think a lot of people don't understand what Planned Parenthood does and how it started. I mean, is that one of the things that you try to get across to people? Is Margaret Sanger?
They say that this is keeping Planned Parenthood alive, sex ed.
Oh, sure. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. it's
alive is an oxymoron, but, going.
Yeah.
You know.
Future clients.
Keeping it from shutting down. The only thing, their sex ed is very, very important to them. And it's a shame that they're in the public schools because, they won't let God in the public schools. But, they fought to get Planned Parenthood in the public schools.
Well, and not only that, but in the state, when there were funds available for abstinence training and sex ed, the state of Connecticut was one of the states that said, "Oh no, thank you, we don't want the money."
One school had an abstinence program.
And how is that? How is it working for us? I mean, with Planned Parenthood giving our kids health information, has the incidence of STDs gone down? I thought you had a figure.
I do
on
have
that.
I do have a statistic on that.
I mean, I know years ago there were only a handful of STDs, and both they were usually a bacterial, so you could take an antibiotic and get rid of it. But now there's over 30, and not one of them is curable because they're all viruses.
Well, it says here 3.2 million teenage girls between the ages of 14 and 19 have one or more of four different sexually transmitted diseases, despite millions of tax dollars given to comprehensive sex education by Planned Parenthood. I mean,
that's a lot.
We're allowed to teach abstinence only in the public schools. It's trying to mix apple and oranges. Mm-hmm. The public school system is pro Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. They just will not. I mean, they might mention, like one time I had a teacher call me up and say, we're teaching, having one abstinence class. Is it all right if your daughter attends this class? Well, all the kids did was ask questions about condoms during this class. I mean, the abstinence was not the main topic. Right.
It blows my mind. I don't think parents really realize what's going on in the classroom. I have a friend whose daughter is 14 years old. Okay, that's really young. And in her health class, they were given the assignment. She had to be matched up with a boy, which is already awkward. And they had to investigate contraception. And they had to come up with a paper defending their choice of the safest and most effective contraception. And they, independent of a parental input, decided that abstinence was the safest and most effective way to practice safe sex. Mm-hmm. And the teacher told them that was unacceptable.
Yeah, right.
So... I mean, what they're brainwashing these poor kids, you know, and 14 years old, and putting a boy and a girl together to do this in a classroom setting.
Well, it's amazing that they came up with that, because, you know, you ask any teenager in a Planned Parenthood sex ed class what natural family planning is, and they don't have any clue.
Right.
So. Right.
Well, you ask a regular OBGYN, they might not have a clue either.
Right. They'll say, well, if not contraceptives, then what? You know? Well,
yeah.
Natural family planning. But
we subsidize basically the profit of Planned Parenthood in the state of Connecticut and Rhode Island. And what are we getting for our tax dollars? Really, increase... in sexually
well, we're
transmitted
not, we're not
diseases.
Getting too much, because Planned Parenthood is a mandated, they're mandated reporters. And nobody enforces that with Planned Parenthood. It's just a given that any girl, any age, any minor can walk into Planned Parenthood, come out with a patch or contraceptives or a package of... emergency contraception, mm-hmm. or are you for 86, or even a surgical abortion. Mm-hmm. I won't talk about abortions, but and they're not reported.
Meaning that
they're not held accountable. Planned Parenthood is not held accountable for calling DCF and saying,
right.
You know, I have
a 14-year-old girl who's possibly pregnant by a 30-year-old man.
Who's suspicion of being sexually active. You
right,
know?
Right.
When somebody
right.
asks for contraceptives, a red flag goes
yeah.
up.
Well, in the state of Connecticut.
They should be right on the phone, you know. But they'll say, if a girl goes in there and says, well, I'm 13 and my boyfriend is 22 and I want... an abortion, and if I'm not pregnant, can you give me some birth control? They'll say, well, you've already given us too much information.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't tell us how
like,
old your boyfriend
is. Just come back
is.
Again and don't say anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they've been known to do this. I mean, in the state of Connecticut, we had a couple of cases where the one girl had a couple abortions that from her mother's boyfriend.
Right.
And the girl was a young teenager. And
I gave Bill O'Brien that information.
Yeah. And then there was also the incident where the girl was missing. There was a girl missing for over a year. And come to find out that during that year, her captor had taken her to Planned Parenthood and gotten her an abortion.
Right.
And here, you know, the parents.
And Blumenthal just slapped them on the wrist. He will not address this.
That amazes me.
Yeah.
Now, as far as clinic oversight, as far as health standards, are there any inspections, are there any health standards that Planned Parenthood or any of the abortion clinics in Connecticut are held to?
Well, a physician has to do a surgical abortion. And it's supposed to be viability up to 24 weeks. After 24 weeks, there's no abortion. But Planned Parenthood does get around that.
Really?
Well, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really sad.
They can say, well, we did this test and that test and this test and that test. By the time all the tests are done, there's not a live baby anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, they'll make up any excuse.
Yeah, anything.
So,
and I understand that, you know, abortions are not cheap. I just recently saw a study out of Massachusetts where just an abortion at 7 weeks is like $600, and it goes up exponentially from there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. So they're really raking in the dough for 10 minutes worth of work. Because I know Scott Brown, our senator, voted for to keep...
Massachusetts.
Right.
Oh, your senator.
I'm Massachusetts. Voted to keep the funding for Planned Parenthood, despite the fact
it's
that all
really
the other Republicans...
Yeah.
And he wrote back and said, well, you know, I think that's a decision that a woman makes between her and her doctor.
Right.
What doctor? This woman goes in, she doesn't see the doctor before she has the abortion. He comes in or she comes in for 10 minutes and then leaves, and she never sees that person again. She doesn't know. She doesn't even know if it's a doctor.
Well, right. In Blumenthal's excuse is that for every $1 in tax money that we spend, that we give to Planned Parenthood, we save $4.
How?
Because the mothers are not on the welfare, state welfare.
Ugh.
So, you
see,
know,
I would rather my tax dollars
that's the excuse
support
he gives.
The support welfare than to support
I would too,
the
right.
the killing of children.
Right, because you know. Killing a baby to save $4 is just not going to...
I know.
You know.
I mean, it's like Mother Teresa says, you know...
Just doesn't hold
poverty.
Water with me.
Yeah, yeah. and, you know, I hear a lot of people, you know, even good, you know, people who think they're pro-life, they might give that argument, you know, like, well, you know, if we don't abort these babies, then we're going to have to support them for the rest of their lives. And it's like... Yeah, well, so what?
Well, I mean, you know, life situations change, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll be self-supporting
right.
someday.
I
but
mean, you
but
never...
while they need the assistance or the help, you know, let the babies live, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean... It's crazy
right.
to think that we just need to, you know, kill these children.
Cause you can't put a dollar sign on a life, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, it's really a sad thing. So what kind of things can we do to put pressure, you know, so that our tax dollars aren't going to support Planned Parenthood? I know we tried to do it at a national level. Is there any hope in the state of Connecticut?
Well, that's the big problem, because you know the Democrats have the control of the legislature,
and apparently Planned Parenthood has control of the Democrats.
Right. So even the pro-lifers won't touch introducing a bill because they know it'll die as soon as it gets out the door. And I personally, I think that we should not pay for state Medicaid abortions.
No.
Our state should not be paying for that because it's just getting way out of control now. And it's filling Planned Parenthood's coffers.
Sure.
And, you know.
I mean, they're a nonprofit organization, and they can find supporters like every other nonprofit organization that doesn't take money from the state. I mean, your church is a nonprofit organization; and it doesn't get any money from
right.
the state.
And if we didn't give them the tax dollars, okay, then you know, women could go elsewhere
right.
for their you know, yearly exams or whatever.
True, for the other services that they say that
there's plenty of doctors
right.
and you know, help around for them to go to.
And it really is offensive to me as a taxpayer. I mean, we talk about how, you know, kids are offended by saying the Pledge of Allegiance because it says under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. But you're going to say that it's okay to take my money and give it to Planned
right,
Parenthood
it goes
to
against,
kill
it
a
goes
child?
Against our religious liberties also.
Absolutely.
You know, where our tax dollars are going. And what I would say is not to vote for any politician that is in favor of, that is for filling Planned Parenthood's coffers.
Right. And that's
yeah,
something you can directly ask them, you know? I mean,
right.
do you have, where can people get this information so that they can send it to their
well,
representatives?
Well, I have an email address, stopct@aol.com.
So stopct@aol.com.
And that they can email me or they can go right on to Stop International's website, which is www.all.org/stopp.
And the all.org website is very informative. You can get a lot of information there.
Right,
and
nationally.
Then they can, right,
nationally.
And then
yeah,
they can link up to the Stop organization.
Yeah.
Which is also very informative. And I think, you know, like you say, don't vote for anybody who,
right.
and you can directly ask them, say, listen, I don't want my tax money going to this. Do you support me or don't you? And that's real simple.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you can put some pressure on your elected officials to stop funding Planned Parenthood with our tax dollars. And we hope when you look in the mirror the next time, you'll realize yours too is the face of pro-life. Please join us next time.